So with Invite, there's two philosophies with the Invite. One philosophy is to invite people to watch a video, okay? And once they watch the video, then you can sift and sort and find those people that are interested in the business. And then you get together with those people to give them more information.
And yeah. It works.
And that's one philosophy. The other philosophy is, you know, invite someone to meet. And once you set up the appointment to meet, then you can invite them either to give them homework to watch the video, or when you meet, then you're going to show them the video at that time. So two different philosophies.
Well, and you know, the question is, you know, which one do you use? I don't know. Every person's different, right? And you're different. Again, we're talking about the principle. So I often will call somebody and it just feels like, you know, I mean, all I can get them is the video. They won't meet or they can't meet, you know, or they're long distance. And so just easier for me to get them to the video. And sometimes they'll look at it and not have interest, or sometimes they will, right? We don't know. I do prefer to meet with somebody. It's always better if you can meet with them instead of just asking them to watch something. I would always rather meet because, again, this is the human part of the business. When you're sitting belly to belly to somebody, when you're looking in their eyes and they're looking at you, something is different. And I think we get better numbers.
So we just talked about two different philosophies, and both are right. And you just have to figure out which one works for you. For me, what I like is just to invite someone to meet. And once I get the appointment to meet with someone, then what I'll do is either give them homework to watch that ABC video. And by the way, I send them to www.abcnewsreport.com to watch the video, okay? And so you can give them homework to watch that video. Or oftentimes what I'll do is I'll just meet. And when we meet, I'll show them the video there. And the reason I love doing that is because if we can meet face to face and kind of look, you know, see each other and interact with each other, then there's a good chance that people will say yes. You know, about 8 out of 10 people that actually listen, meet and listen and get the information, about 8 out of 10 will actually say yes. 6 of those 8 will become customers and 1 or 2 will become distributors. And so I think if we can get in front of people, meet them face to face and actually give them a presentation, then we can at least get a bunch of customers, and then we can also get 1 or 2 distributors. And if we do it the other way, you kind of sift and sort up front, right? And you find the people that say yes, once they watch the video, the people that say yes, the next step is then to invite them to meet and get more information. So you either spend time up front or you spend time on the back end.
Well, and I think the key here is that there is benefit to both of these. I mean, both of these strategies have a strength. It really doesn't matter. My personal opinion is I would rather meet with somebody because there's so many reasons. There's so many benefits to meeting. Number one, you're there with a person. Magic happens when people get together, right? You also have that opportunity. They have that opportunity to see in your eyes what you're doing. They also have an opportunity to see whoever you're working with, right? That business partner that you're going to have there. And so there's strength in numbers. And they also get to see and feel and taste and touch and use the product, right? Because you're meeting with them. Every time I meet with somebody, they're using the product. And so all of those benefits happen when you meet. And when we just talk on the phone and we just invite to see the video, although that there's benefit there and we've countless scores upon scores upon scores of people enter the business that way, my preferred method is I'd love to meet. If I can't meet, then I want them to watch that video.
And you mentioned something there about having a third party, that expert with you. So once you invite them to meet, what I also do is to tee up the expert. And I'll say something like this.
What do you mean by tee up? Is that a golf term, Mark?
Yes. Well, if you look at, you know, when you golf, why do you put the golf ball on a tee? So you can hit it easier, right? So once you set the appointment up, you also want to let them know that you're going to be bringing that expert or that advisor. And we'll be talking more about that in the Tell the Story section on ABC and the expert there.